This exercise is called the cost-benefit analysis. It's a motivational exercise that's been designed to help you think carefully and systematically about both the good things and the not-so-good things you might associate with your drinking or your drug use, as well as the good things and not-so-good things you might associate with changing your drinking or drug use. Doing a cost-benefit analysis really helps you plan ahead for the changes that are coming and evaluate the relative good things and not so good things and how they're going to impact your life so that you can be ready for it and think about it. So the first step in the cost-benefit analysis is to think about the good things you associate with your drinking or your drug use. It's important to think clearly about this because you're going to still want that many of these good things in your life, even though you're going to want to take the drinking or the drug use out. For example, if you come home at the end of the day and drink wine in order to relax, unwind, put the day behind you, you're still going to want that good effect, even though you're not going to want it from wine anymore. Thinking about that good effect and what it is and what those things are that you get from your drinking or your drug use will help you plan for new ways to get those good things. It'll also help you think about things you can anticipate happening that you might have to account for in order to get other good things in your life. For example, a lot of people drink when they're with their friends. You're still going to want to be with your friends. That's a good thing that you associate with your drinking or your drug use. But you're going to want to do it differently now. How's that change going to look? It's important to think clearly about that too, so that you can keep those other good things that in the past have come with the drinking or the drug use. Finally, along that same line, it's important to consider that in the future, when you find yourself missing those good things that you associate with drinking or drug use, it could be a prelude to wanting to use or wanting to have another drink. You may not feel the craving for the alcohol or the drug itself. You may not feel the emotions you usually associate with drinking or using drugs. It may just be thinking about those good things, and that may put you in a situation where you find yourself really wanting to use or drink again. So thinking about the good things clearly can help you anticipate that as well and come up with a plan for what to do when those good feelings or those desires for those good feelings start to arise. It's an important first step, and one you'll want to work through clearly as you begin your cost-benefit analysis.